And when you say war, American war, that's not strictly to the traditional sense of a war, is it? Two armies lined up. Come on then, right, jolly good, we attack a door. No, it's more sort of a bit like one-sided, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? It's more sort of fish barrel scenario.
The US is a terrorist. America! They've never stopped bombing in Iraq. Tell me what, that's really dark. 1,500,000 Iraqis died.
Remember Iraq, remember Iran.
Now it might be a smart bomb, they find stupid people too. If you stand with the likes of Saddam, one just might find you. Iraq, I rack 'em up and I roll. I'm back and I'm a high-tech G.I. Joe. Infrared, I got GPS, I got that good old-fashioned lid. There's no price too high for oil, oil. So be careful where you tread.
Let's talk about war over oil. Let's talk about the oil. Let's talk about the needs for the oil in the US soil.
Kill, kill, kill for peace. Kill, kill, kill for peace. Near or middle or very far east. Far or near or very middle east. Kill, kill, kill for peace. Kill.
I learned that Washington never told a lie. I learned that soldiers seldom die. I learned that everybody's free. That's what the teacher said to me.
And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school.
Good boys. Now what did you learn in school today, dear little boys of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boys of mine?
I learned that policemen are my friends. I learned that justice never ends. I learned that murderers die for their crimes, even if we make a mistake sometimes. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school.
Study hard now. What did you learn in school today, dear little boys of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boys of mine?
I learned that wars are not so bad.
I learned of the great ones we have had.
We fought in Germany and in France.
And someday I might get my chance.
And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school.
Well, what did you learn in school today, dear little boys of mine?
What did you learn in school today, dear little boys of mine?
I learned our government must be strong.
It's always right, never wrong.
Our leaders are the finest men, and so we elect them again and again. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school.
We will make no distinction between the Arab leaders and the children whose worlds have been shattered.
The United States, by stalling and threatening and defying the United Nations, exhausted every means at our disposal, met every overture of peace with open contempt.
God bless America. Our military is powerful.
How can you say that, Bill?
Well, a war is when two armies are fighting.
So you see, right there, I think
we can all agree what exactly a war. And Bush, President Bush, a complete surprise, he turned into a demon man. When he was first president, they called him the wimp president. I mean, this was the cover of Newsweek.
Wimp president.
apparently this stuck in this guy's craw. Guy turned into a fucking demon, man. We surrender. Not good enough. We run away. Too little, too late. We're having way too much fun. Those guys were in hog heaven out there. You understand, man? They had a big weapons catalog opened up. What's G12 do, Tommy? Well, it says here it destroys everything but the fillings in their teeth. Helps us pay for the war effort. Well, shit, pull that one up. Pull up G12, please. Cool. What's G13 do? Weapons for all the cases. People that bugged me in the States, people said, hey, war made us feel better about ourselves.
Really?
Who are these people with such low self-esteem? They need a war to feel better about themselves. I saw them on the news waving their flags. Could I recommend instead of a war to feel better about yourself, perhaps? Sit-ups. Maybe a fruit cup, 6 to 8 glasses of water a day. I'm not telling you how to live. I'm just recommending that perhaps a better way to feel better about yourself. And we can avoid a conflagration. Merely a
horrified, I saw on the TV the other night, who was it? Rosie O'Donnell. Yeah. And she made some comment. God, what's so irresponsible? She said, speaking as a mother, I know nothing about Afghanistan, but I know it's full of terrorists. What? What is this speaking as a mother thing? Is that a euphemism for, well, talking out of my ass? What? I don't know anything about it, but I know it's really, yeah. As a mother, yeah. This is parenthood, like, isn't it? Yeah, suspending critical faculties for a moment. Yes, as a rational human being, the Al-Qaeda are a loose association of fundamentalist bigots, disgruntled students spread out between 59 countries who could probably be brought to justice by a sustained and coordinated police investigation. But speaking as a parent, the Al-Qaeda are 8 foot tall with a giant eye in the middle of their head, possessing 3 grabbing arms, and can live for many months under the ground by just eating their own navel plum. And the only way to destroy them is to nuke every country that hasn't sent us a Christmas card in the last 20 years. But of course, making of Bush, hasn't it? It's been the absolute making of him. Before all this, he was just a kind of dairy-eyed, stammering, babbling, grinning simpleton with a sort of cheesecake with the kind of mental agility of a sea cucumber, you know. But now it seems he's the greatest president in the history of the world. It's been a bit of a turnaround. The most eloquent president that ever lived. The most eloquent. Hey, where did that? How did it happen? That's what I mean. He's got this look on his face. He can barely conceal his astonishment that he is actually the president.
one thing I found interesting, it's been 30 years, this is the 30th anniversary this year of the Watergate break-in and of the investigative report by the Washington Post. And what's interesting is that it also, in my mind, marks 30 years since the Washington Post broke a major investigative story. Most interesting is that Carl Bernstein could never get a job at the Washington Post today. He certainly doesn't have one now. And Bob Woodward, who's the editor there, would never, ever allow the Watergate story to run because it's official denial versus an unnamed source, which is how so many investigative stories have to work. So Bob Woodward today would never run his own story. Not a chance. There was silence of the media land.
Boss was always money.
In 2000, where the rotten little story began, is months before the election, Catherine Harris, working with Jeb Bush, the governor of Florida, knocked off tens of thousands of voters off the voter rolls on the grounds that they were felons, you know, criminals, you know. Okay, that's fair. If they can't vote, they can't vote. Turns out, I went and actually got the physical lists out of Kate's computers. I went through the list, finding names like Thomas Cooper, convicted of a felony on January 30th, 2007. Struck me as I was wrong. And the NAACP has sued based on my investigation. We now have the information from the company that put together this nasty little hit list. 94,000 people targeted and named as felons to be removed from voter rolls before the presidential election. And guess what? I'm sure this will shock you. At least 91,000 were innocent. And of those 91,000, half were African-American minority voters, and most of the rest were Democrats. It was a Democrat and Black American hit list. Nice stuff. That's how your president was elected.
The sun, checker, full-time climb. My chip deep and taut as I so see the fort. The fruits of the roots, a vision of splendid, splendidness. Now be proud to be, spitting in the face of the beast. Each and every move I make, every shite I break. You might watch me, but I watch you too. Ain't a thing you can do to stop me. Boom, watch this, what that? Watch these, in times we act. How we juggle things, pop off that. The phone yourself. Boom, watch this, what that? Watch these, in times we act. How we juggle things, pop off that. The phone yourself. I'm far-fetched like Hicks from Hicksville. Hot steps got me tricking from Peckham to Box Hill. Still I stand firm though the strike come thick. Motion slick, hip to every rank poly trick. So I spread love like Lennon and Yoko Ono. Kick rhyme slow-mo for a whole 10 tune. Don't go calling me coon, you'll catch a boot to your door. We pull back, big that, gown sweep, no blur I have. Lungs in my peoples and burst their backs. Work hard for eons and pay tax. And they have not seen Jack in return. How that shit burn, it could really make a guy loose and Sebastianel. On two kamikazes on street. It's eyeball for eyeball, teeth for teeth. While we spinning this ball of confusion, I sight no solution. Says bitches get more frowsy. Chemical rain got me drunk and the drowsy. Rowdy, I got no choice but to be a living example of a Roots 5 Luke type soldier. Bowling through like there ain't no tomorrow. Bathe them terrains of pain and deep sorrow, but still keep sliding on. I try to make sense of the madness, but it seems like I'm wasting my time. It's best I just go get me mine, find some inner peace, climb to higher heights, embrace the light.
Boom, watch this, what that? Watch these, in times we earn. How we juggle things, pop off, man. The phone yourself. Boom, watch this, what that? Watch these, in times we earn.
How we living dead noose, the bane of life in the West. But who's down for civil unrest? In times like these, comrades, it's hard to find. The beast keeps the masses toeing the line. With them sneaky tactics, they'll keep them boys running so they can have a market for their guns and ammunition. Keep the fur bird in a stagnant position. Begging for money, treat aid from IMF. We don't seem too keen to write off the third world debt, cause they profit from holding it down. Soon there'll be no dollars, no yens, no pounds. This madness, microchips and high-tech war. And all because the beast wants to gain control of each and every mind, body, spirit, and soul.
Boom, watch this, what that? Watch these, in times we act. How we juggle things, pop off, man. The phone don't stand.
Well, on a brighter note,
commercial break.
Yeah, yeah, don't leave a bang unless you can't hit all day.
by one, the terrorists are learning. We are building a culture against every child in Iraq. We will deny Iraq. We will ignore Iraq. We will change Iraq. We will down money Iraq. We will sacrifice peace. And we will intimidate the world. Intimidate the world. The British government has learned that Saddam Hussein recently had three biological and nuclear weapons in his arsenal, even while inspectors were in his country. Clearly, has much to hide in his arsenal. Trusting in the sanity and restraint of the United States is not a strategy, and it is not an option. Not an option. America's purpose is more than to follow a process. It is to achieve a result. The end of the civilized world. The end of the civilized world.
Our intelligence officials estimate that Saddam Hussein had the materials to produce as much as 500 tons of sarin, mustard, and VX nerve agent. In such quantities, these chemical agents could also kill untold thousands. We've also discovered through intelligence that Iraq has a growing fleet of manned and unmanned aerial vehicles that could be used to disperse chemical or biological weapons across broad areas. We're concerned that Iraq is exploring ways of using these UAVs for missions targeting the United States. We know that the regime has produced thousands of tons of chemical agents, including mustard gas, sarin nerve gas, VX nerve gas. The Iraqi regime is required to destroy its weapons of mass destruction, to cease all development of such weapons, and to stop all support for terrorist groups. The Iraqi regime has violated all of its obligations. It possesses and produces chemical and biological weapons. It is seeking nuclear weapons. Intelligence gathered by this and other governments leaves no doubt that the Iraqi regime continues to possess and conceal some of the most lethal weapons ever devised.
Simply stated, there is no doubt that Saddam Hussein now has weapons of mass destruction. There is no doubt that he is amassing them to use against our friends, against our allies, and against us.
To fight for oil, to lubricate the red, white, and blue. Here we go now. I'd go anywhere to fight for oil, be it olive, sunflower, crude. For cooking, for cars, take a rocket to the stars for a backward romantic rendezvous. In your engine, on your face, or almost any place, a little dab of oil will get you through. Oh, I go anywhere to fight for oil, to lubricate the red, white, and blue.
all about the price of oil. It's all about the price of oil. Don't give me no shit about blood, sweat, tears and toil. It's all about the price of oil.
On my orders, coalition forces have begun striking selected targets on military import.
I'm George W. Bush, leader of the free world. I want to bomb Iraq. And when the world says no, I say, yeah, whatever. Saddam has started to meet our demands. Yeah, whatever. I talked to Colin Powell. He said,
sir, maybe we should give the inspectors more time.
I said, no, you know why? Because it's just my United States of whatever. Yeah, yeah. And this is my United States of whatever.
President Bush?
Hush up, don't talk to me now. This is my United States of whatever. Leave it to me. Hello?
This is Putin. Russia will veto war.
I see. Whatever!
Mr. President, North Korea's got nukes.
Oh, ding dong dong ding ding dong dong. Translation? Whatever!
I am Bin Laden. You still have not caught me.
I'm George W. You know what the W stands for? Yet. Because this is my United States of whatever. Hey, and this is ding ding dong, ding ding dong dong, whatever. I hope you got the message. Good.
Have no doubt, the U.S. is coming to wipe you out in a war.
I'm a Merc Diddly Erdler.
For God and country.
And with our freedom comes responsibility for all of us.
Peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
God bless America.
Oh, mama, mama, look there. Your children are playing in the street again. Don't you know what happened down there? A youth of 14 got shot down there. The cocaine guns jammed downtown. The killing clowns are blood money men. Shooting goes Washington bullets again. As every cell in Chile will tell the cries of the tortured men. Remember the name the days before, before the army came. Please remember Victor Jara in the Santiago Stadium. Es verdad, those Washington bullets again. And in the Bay of Pigs in 1961, Havana for the Playboy in the Cuban sun. For Castro is the color is a redder than red. Those Washington bullets won Castro dead. For Castro is the color, double a new spray of lead. America, human rights.
citizens need to be armed in order to protect themselves against a tyrannical government.